AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Purported billionaire Donald Trump doesn't have enough cash to secure the bond required before he can appeal New York's nearly $500 million business fraud judgment against him.
Why doesn't Trump sell a building, take the cash, secure the bond? And his attorneys say that if Trump wins his appeal, if his appeal is successful, his losses would be irrecoverable. He can't get the building back once he sells it, so he doesn't want to do that. But if he doesn't post a bond, then the New York Attorney General can move to start seizing his assets.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. The Supreme Court rejected Peter Navarro's request to stay out of prison while he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction, the former Trump aide reports to prison on Tuesday. So-called social media influencer Isabella Maria De Luca busted in Irvine, California, charged with entering the Capitol during the insurrection in 2021 and helping other insurrectionists remove an office table later used to assault police. This is ABC News. Supreme Court justices on Monday appeared likely to side with the Biden administration in a dispute with Republican-led states over how far the government can go to regulate social media posts.
The case involves the government urging that certain types of posts be taken down. Louisiana state lawyer Benjamin Aguinaga said federal officials have bullied the social media firms,
pushing them to adjust their policies, change their policies, do more censoring.
But across ideological lines, the justices were skeptical that it violates the First Amendment. Conservative Amy Coney Barrett pointed to the FBI identifying threats.
So the FBI can't make... Do you know how often the FBI makes those kinds of calls?
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
California state lawmaker Anthony Rendon formed a committee to study how to make people happier. He says happiness should be one of the first principles lawmakers have in mind when crafting policy. This panel is to report after lawmakers adjourn for the year. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
Well, I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is calling on Republicans to release $15 million to help stabilize healthcare access in western Wisconsin. Evers signed a bill earlier this month to send emergency funding to the area after both HSHS and Previa Health announced they would close several hospitals. That emergency funding is still tied up in the Republican-led Joint Finance Committee. They say that the money should only be used for emergency hospital services. Senator Ron Johnson says he hopes the Senate will take their time studying the House TikTok bill before calling for a floor vote.
What I've looked so far, there's very legitimate concerns on both sides of the issue. So I'm hoping we don't just rush into this, take a vote. I hope we actually do deliberate on this and take a look at this thing both from both sides.
The bill would take TikTok off U.S. app stores unless its Chinese owners sell to an American buyer. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers headed to the big dance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin lost to Illinois 93-87 in the Big Ten final, but are headed to New York, where they'll face James Madison University Friday night. Greg Gard on what he knows about their next opponent.
I mean, they're 31-3. They won the Sun Belt. They beat Michigan State in overtime the first game of the year. They're really old from what I've learned so far. A lot of grad transfers. Best shooter used to be at South Dakota State, Friedel. Yeah, you're going to play. Everybody you're going to play this time of year is really good. You can just erase all those numbers.
Marquette plays Friday afternoon against Western Kentucky. In the NBA, the Bucks with a win at home over the Suns. The final score 140-129. The funny thing is, Doc Rivers says that's exactly what he told the team at Saturday's practice, how much they'd have to score.
We actually talked about yesterday that there was a 140, and I'm not kidding, number out there. We just said, guys, we got to have the mindset that we can score 140 points.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing taking place during the overnight. Mid-20s by sunrise, gusty southwest winds. Now that breeze will go around to the northwest on Tuesday. Mostly sunny skies, lower 50s. A cooler day heading our way on Wednesday. Right now it's 31.
Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Just to let you know where I was last week, I generally don't announce in advance where I'm going for security reasons and a few other things. But basically, we had a family reunion, as it were. Louise and I, and two of our kids, and her brother-in-law and his wife, or her brother and his wife, went to Costa Rica for the week to a nice little place on the Pacific Ocean side. And just basically, I mean, frankly, I was bored silly. It was nice. I mean, I loved spending time with my family, and there was great food and everything. And I wrote an op-ed every single day, so I had something to do. But, I don't know if it's ADD or what, but I just, sitting in the sun all day doesn't do it for me. But we had a wonderful time. It was a great trip. It was a marvelous place to be. And I'm so glad to be back here with you all. And I can't even speak anymore. I guess I relaxed too much. All right, we got a lot to talk about. The top story in my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. And by the way, I wrote a piece every day last week. I don't know if Jefferson mentioned them, but you can also find them at the homepage. Some of them I thought were pretty important things. But this is about the TikTok crisis. I agree, generally speaking, with both the White House and the Republicans and Democrats in the House of Representatives, who on a bipartisan basis, overwhelming vote. I think there were only 83 no votes, out of close to 500, 400 and whatever it is, voted to say if TikTok wants to continue to be on your phone here in the United States, it has to be owned by a company that by law doesn't have to share information with the Chinese government. And that's all well and good. I mean, I'm actually supportive of that legislation, although I'm very skeptical that it'll make it through the Senate. And even if it does, it doesn't force a release of TikTok until September, as I recall, maybe October. So it wouldn't have much impact on the election, and probably won't anyway. I mean, the Chinese trolls could still operate on the platform whether China owns it or not. The Russian trolls are certainly operating on Facebook, and Russia doesn't own Facebook. So what's the real problem? I mean, yes, there is a real problem with regard to security there, but I think the much larger problem is the algorithm. The example that I use in my article today is the fast food industry. Back in the 1940s and early 1950s, in the years after World War II, processed foods became a thing. I mean, a real big thing. I remember as a little kid, 5, 6, 7 years old, when my parents bought some TV dinner trays, and my dad used to go to the supermarket and buy these Swanson frozen dinners, and they were just everybody thought they were just the coolest thing. It's balanced meals, but the reality was that it was ultra processed food. It was not good for you. But the bigger reality was that in the late 40s, early 50s, scientists in the food industry started using research in the addiction industry, the addiction subset of the medical field, to figure out how to make food addictive. And what they learned was there was this thing called the deadly triad. And if you include these three ingredients in pretty much any food, but particularly processed food, it triggers three different levels of craving in your body that make that food addictive. And those three things are salt, sugar, and fat. We crave all of these things because, as a consequence of evolution. I mean, you know, salt, of course, we need to maintain salinity levels for our body to properly function. And people who don't live on the seacoast and don't eat a lot of fish can be salt deficient, and that can be problematic. With sugar and fat, you know, we're primed to store up fat to prepare ourselves for famines. And so that's why it's so easy to gain weight. You know, you overeat. Every time you overeat, you might gain, you know, a thousandth of an inch in weight. You don't really notice it. But if you do it every single day or over a long period of time, it adds up and suddenly, boom, you know, you're overweight. And the food companies know this, and they know that all they have to do to get you to overeat is to add salt, fat, and sugar to the food. So in the 1960s, when Lyndon Johnson was president, I believe it was 64, it's in my article, it's a hot link to the legislation, he and the Democrats in Congress got legislation passed requiring truth in labeling, that fast food and processed food manufacturers disclose how much fat, how much sugar, and how much salt is in their food products. Salt is also problematic for people with high blood pressure and who don't want to get hardened in the arteries. If my memory is correct, you know, from high school biology. So when we apply this to social media, what we see is that social media also has a secret set of ingredients. Now, the food industry, starting in the 40s, the FDA and the Congress tried to regulate this, and it took them 20 years. It wasn't until the 60s that there was any sort of meaningful regulation. And then in the 70s, Nixon actually strengthened them more. And then in the 80s, Reagan strengthened them even more than that, these food disclosure requirements. Now, it wasn't actually Nixon and Reagan. It was the Food and Drug Administration. But, you know, it was during their administration. So you would think that this is kind of a bipartisan thing. But the bottom line was they were trying to protect us, which is one of the jobs of any government. They were trying to protect us from a health crisis. Well, you know, we've got the health crisis anyway. The labels weren't enough. We needed really to go a little farther. But the labels were a good start. Disclosure, transparency. Well, social media has something very much like sugar, fat, and salt, like the deadly triad. And that is the algorithm that, you know, if you start Googling, if you go to YouTube and say, I want to see a speech by Donald Trump, then, you know, the next thing it might recommend could be a Nazi video. If you are on social media and you like a couple of Donald Trump things, pretty soon, you know, within a month or so, they're going to be feeding you Nazi stuff and Proud Boy stuff and wacky conspiracy stuff and anti-vax stuff. Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, are probably the worst at this. I mean, there's a bunch of other social media sites that I post to every single day and that I've signed up to, and I encourage you to as well. And they include, I'm trying to find my list here, they include Blue Sky in fact, I'd have to pull it up and I'll get to that in just a second. But anyhow, there's a bunch of them out there that, you know, are alternatives to this. I apparently don't have that paragraph in here. I don't know what happened with that. But anyhow, the bottom line is that these social media companies have this secret algorithm. And the secret algorithm, and frankly, I think that, you know, the one on Twitter, for example, since Elon Musk took over, has been recalibrated. I follow some conservatives, and I've noticed that, you know, they're getting thousands, in some cases, literally tens of thousands of new followers every month. We have been stuck at the same number, roughly, for ever since Elon Musk took over. You know, our Twitter following was consistently growing, and then it kind of froze. A couple of years ago, when Mark Zuckerberg had his private meeting in the White House with Donald Trump and Peter Thiel, we noticed that, you know, over the following weeks, our Facebook traffic just dropped about in half. I mean, it's probably 10% of what it used to be now. So I think the Facebook algorithm is also, you know, suppressing progressives, particularly high-profile progressives, and promoting right-wingers. I mean, the whole January 6th thing, much of it was organized on Facebook. In fact, an entire genocide in Myanmar, the Rohingya genocide, was organized on Facebook. So, and was driven in part by the algorithm. So I wrote a book about this, you know, The Hidden History of Big Brother in America. And in that book, and in my article today over at HartmanReport.com, I think that there's a really simple solution to this. While I'm all in favor of ByteDance having to divest itself of TikTok, like I said, I'm skeptical that's going to happen. But more important, frankly, is that the algorithms become public, both the source code and a plain English explanation of them. Just like on a candy bar, you have the ingredients list, and then you have a plain language box that says salt, sugar, you know, fat, etc. That, you know, it should be truth in labeling, frankly. And it shouldn't be all that complicated. So, anyhow, I'm calling for that in my article, and I'm hopeful. And I'm hopeful that Congress will pick this up and go with it, because we really do deserve to know what's being pushed at us, by whom, and why, and what's being suppressed for that matter. So this is my idea of the best kind of legislation that we can have. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back. It's 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be picking up your calls in just a few minutes. Also want to get into Trump's violence and his call for bloodshed.
On air, whether you're hanging out on 7 megahertz frequency modulation, streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app, Mad Radio, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at Tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Welcome back. Some thoughts, as it were, on the news of the day. First off, the big news today, the top headline on Drudge and many other places, is that Donald Trump, either has to pay $454 million to the state of New York for years and years and years of repeated tax fraud, insurance fraud, and frankly, fraud against the citizens of the state of New York. I mean, he ripped them off. He deprived them of tax revenue. And like I said, fraud against the banks and the insurance companies. He apparently does not have $454 million. If he wants to appeal the decision, which of course he's saying he wants to do, he just did that with the E. Jean Carroll case, then he has to put up a bond where you only pay 8, 9, 10% of the total amount, which in this case would be, $40 million more or less. And then the bonding company puts up the rest of the money. Well, Trump just notified the court that they have approached four different brokers who have approached 30 different what are called surety companies. It's kind of the fancy high-end big business equivalent of a bail bondsman. And they've all turned him down. Nobody thinks nobody trusts him to repay $400 some odd. I mean, keep in mind, the $80 million that was posted for the E. Jean Carroll thing, came from a guy who was politically aligned with Donald Trump. It came from the Chubb Insurance Company, and who has a whole bunch of connections to Russia. And we have no idea who co-signed that, by the way. So, number one, frankly, from my point of view, and I've not seen much written about this, but I'm suspecting we will start to see things written about this. I think this is a major national security crisis. You have a candidate for president of the United States who has incredible influence over his party to the point that he was able to swing his party from supporting democratic Ukraine to supporting a bloodthirsty tyrant, Vladimir Putin. I mean, that's just breathtaking. Dwight Eisenhower, Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan rolling over in their graves, even George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush. A complete break with the history of the Republican Party. But with that kind of power, if he was to go to the Saudis and say, hey, will you loan me $500 million? Or to, any other foreign, go to Putin. Putin's certainly got that kind of money. He's one of the richest men in the world. He's got a billion-dollar house you know, his dacha and, you know, down by Sochi. If he were to do that, or to go to China, go to President Xi and say, hey, give me $500 million and I'll do whatever you want when I become president. He's a completely transactional guy. He has no ethics. He has no ethical core. This is a national security crisis. And the court should demand complete transparency on his bonding. We don't have that in the E. Jean Carroll case. We don't know who co-signed his bond. We don't know the details of how Chubb was affiliated with Russia and if Russia had anything to do with that money. And, we need to do that with this. Number two, yesterday, or maybe it was the day before yesterday, in Ohio, Trump held a rally in which he said that, you know, the auto industry is in trouble because of electric cars, which is nonsense. Electric cars are doing just fine, thank you very much. They're between 5% and 7% of all cars sold in America now. I mean, they're doing really well. They're not doing quite as well as everybody thought they would a year or two, but there's always a little euphoria when a new product comes out, right? But they're doing great. And then he said, if I'm not elected, there will be a bloodbath in this country. Now, his defenders are saying that those two things were combined, that he was saying that if he's not elected, Joe Biden will cause a bloodbath in the auto industry. But if you put it into the larger context, here's what he said. He said, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole country, and that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. Now, J.D. Vance says, oh, he's talking about the auto industry. But as Mehdi Hassan pointed out, when you give a long, rambling speech in which you make violent threats and allusions constantly, salute domestic terrorists, demonize foreigners, and you don't get to say bloodbath and then hide behind the context was cars argument. This is called psychological priming, putting words into context, basically. Trump priming people for violence. I think this is the beginning of a setup for January 6th. I think that's really for a repeated January 6th, for bloodshed around the elections. And possibly even bloodshed on the day of the elections, so that they can claim, so that, you know, several of these swing states that are controlled by Republicans can claim that there were election irregularities and therefore they're not going to send in any electoral college votes, which will throw the election into the House, which means that Donald Trump will get elected even if he loses by 10 million votes. And in fact, you know, some of his advisors are openly recommending that. There have been several op-eds written about this. So, you know, I'm frankly very concerned about this, and I think we all should be. I think we need to take this seriously when Donald Trump uses words like bloodbaths.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Is America getting acclimated to Trump's violence? I'll tell you about that, and I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
There's nothing better than the Violet Zoo and the Olbert Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio at 92.7 WMDX.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations in the four-state area.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
Oh. You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekdays from 3 till 6 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. I really do try to live with a heart healthy diet, a good exercise routine. And I also love Super Beats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support every day with them.
Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in super beets are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with super beets heart chews, and I've been taking them for many years. I keep them by my bed so I can see them and not forget to take them every night. They're so convenient. Super beets heart chews are effective and clinically studied. From super beets, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare, plus they're plant-based with no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Super Beets Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Super Beets Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. That's T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com. Get this exclusive offer only at Tom Loves Beets. Welcome back. Just a couple of quick stories here. The Guardian published a fascinating story last week that got way too little publicity. And it was about Mr. Smirnov, you know, Alexander Smirnov, the Russian agent who was arrested by the FBI for lying to the FBI a couple months ago or a couple weeks ago, who had for the last 3 years been touted by James Comer and by Jim Jordan as their great witness who was going to testify that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, Hunter Biden had gone to Ukraine and he and Joe Biden had solicited a $5 million bribe. Turns out, Hunter Biden never even has been in Ukraine in his entire life. He was on the Burisma board, but they didn't meet in Ukraine. They met like in Paris or something. And he only went to a couple of meetings, number one. Number two, there was no bribe. Number three, this guy was working for Russian intelligence. And his story about this alleged bribe, this story started in September and October of 2020. When Trump, you know, leading up to the 2020 election, the November 2020 election, that Trump lost to Joe Biden. And this lie was something that the Trump campaign tried to use against Joe Biden. Now, it never caught traction. But now Comer and Jordan have been using it for 3 years. Well, it turns out that the month that the guy started the lie, he had been given $600,000 by a corporation owned by a corporation owned by a guy who's a buddy of Trump's. So it looks like Donald Trump paid off this, you know, paid off this guy who was kind of an occasional Russian agent or affiliated with the Russians to lie about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden in order to try to help Donald Trump win the election in 2000, which is, you know, pretty amazing, isn't it? Back, the same thing, by the way, happened in 2016. There was this guy named Joseph Massoud. Remember him? He was in Rome, and he was connected to Russian intelligence. And he met this guy named George Papadopoulos, hooked him up with a Russian girl who immediately hopped into bed with him and started pumping him about, you know, what was going on in the Trump campaign. And Papadopoulos was the guy who mentioned over a drunken evening in a bar to the ambassador, the Australian ambassador, that the Trump campaign was going to be getting Hillary Clinton's emails from Russia. And that's what started the whole, you know, crossfire hurricane, I think it was called, you know, the FBI investigation into Donald Trump's links to Russia. And it turns out, you know, when you go back, that, you know, George was also being funded by people affiliated both with Russian, with Russia, and by people affiliated with Donald Trump. So, and the Guardian story digs into this. It's really pretty amazing. The company that was associated with Smirnov used to be called ETT, used to be called Pandora Venture Capital Group, which was registered in Florida by a Ukrainian American named Boris Mnaflish, who is, you're going to love this, the ex-husband of Alexander Smirnov's current girlfriend. So it's like, it's like this little circle that involves Donald Trump, shell companies, and Russian intelligence. They did it in 2016. They did it in 2020. They were trying to do it again in 2024. And finally, they got, you know, the FBI finally said, okay, we're going to bust you for lying to the FBI. Another point that I wanted to make is you know, I mentioned Trump's bloodshed things, but that's just the beginning. He's constantly using violent rhetoric. He said bloodbath, as I mentioned. He talks about people being in submission. He talks about tearing families apart at the border. He just constantly uses violent language. And there's a number of psychologists. Bandy Lee, the psychiatrist who's been on our program before, wrote a book about Trump. She's going to be on our program, what, later this week, Sean? Tomorrow. That should be interesting. So I want to dig into that. I'll just whet your appetite for that. And finally, again, with the violent language, I mean, being thrown in jail is a form of violence, you know. And it's no fun at all, I can tell you. And, you know, I got thrown in jail after an anti-war protest back in 1960, what was it, 7, I think. You know, it's scary, and it can be a very, very violent place. So now Donald Trump is calling for Liz Cheney to be put in prison. He posted a thing over on his Nazi-infested social media site saying, Liz Cheney should go to jail with the rest of the unselect committee. And Cheney replied, said, hi, Donald. She replied on X. She replied, hi, Donald, you know these are lies. You've had all the grand jury transcripts for many months. You're trying to halt your January 6th trial because your VP, White House counsel, White House aides, campaign, and Department of Justice officials will all testify against you. You are afraid of the truth, and you should be. And in response to that, Trump then replied in all caps, Liz Cheney should be prosecuted for what she has done to our country. Yeah, right. All right, let's pick up your calls. What's on your mind today? Eugene in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Eugene, thanks for listening to WGRN. What's up?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. I'm deeply concerned about the food situation in Gaza.
Yeah, me too.
And
we're seeing actual famine.
Yeah, and let me just go into a little detail here. Also, the Palestinians living in the West Bank, they've been denied access to their land where they would tend to olive groves and ranches or whatever, vegetable farms. They cannot access their land in the West Bank. And in Gaza, of course, you know, before October 7th, I'm sure a lot of food was produced right there by people in Gaza with olive groves and ranches, chicken farms, et cetera. And now everybody's on the run, so totally dependent. All these a million or a million and a half people dependent upon outside food. This is catastrophic, cataclysmic.
It genuinely is. It has gone from being a simple war crime to an attempted genocide, in my opinion.
I agree.
And the United States should cut off all aid to Israel until Netanyahu and his right-wing crazies, some of whom are openly calling for the death by starvation of all the Gazans. I mean, this is how insane some of these people are who are keeping him in power. And, of course, Netanyahu is only doing this because he knows the minute he ends the war, the minute he has an enduring ceasefire, then the Israeli government is going to start looking into why he let this October 7th thing go on for 7 long hours with no response whatsoever, and they had plenty of intelligence in advance it was coming. You know, something's really rotten in Denmark, you know, to paraphrase Shakespeare. I think Biden's about at the end of his rope. I mean, Israel's a longtime ally. They're a democracy in the Middle East that is generally lacking democracies. There are a lot of important reasons to support Israel. And the Jewish vote in America being probably the least important of them, but also a factor. But at a certain point, you just can't look away any longer.
Yeah, Tom, in the 90s, at the Oslo, right after the Oslo Accord, which provided some land for Palestinians in the West Bank, my cousin's daughter's family moved to the West Bank from New Jersey just to set a stake in the land and say, hey, we're going to occupy this too. And I could never understand that back then, why they did that. And, it's really giving the Palestinians the raw end of the deal.
Yeah, I have some very, very close friends who live in Israel, you know, Americans who have emigrated to Israel. And there, Netanyahu is not liked. You know, I think his popularity rating, the last I saw, was 16%. So, you know.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, so he knows that the minute the emergency is over, an emergency that he has declared and that he's maintaining, the minute that emergency is over, he's going to be facing prison. What we're seeing in Israel is what we would see in America if Donald Trump became president, you know, which is basically a right-winger manipulating war and peace and death and destruction for his own benefit. I think it's terrible.
Yeah.
Eugene, thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. It's coming up on 15 minutes before the hour.
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And let me just add, everything I said about this is because I support Israel. And I think Netanyahu is doing great damage to a country that I have.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Purported billionaire Donald Trump doesn't have enough cash to secure the bond required before he can appeal New York's nearly $500 million business fraud judgment against him.
Why doesn't Trump sell a building, take the cash, secure the bond? And his attorneys say that if Trump wins his appeal, if his appeal is successful, his losses would be irrecoverable. He can't get the building back once he sells it, so he doesn't want to do that. But if he doesn't post a bond, then the New York Attorney General can move to start seizing his assets.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. The Supreme Court rejected Peter Navarro's request to stay out of prison while he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction. The former Trump aide reports to prison on Tuesday. So-called social media influencer Isabella Maria De Luca busted in Irvine, California, charged with entering the Capitol during the insurrection in 2021 and helping other insurrectionists remove an office table later used to assault police. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. School in one northern Wisconsin district will be closed for the next 2 weeks after a potential carbon monoxide leak made 39 people sick last week. Machinery will be inspected and the building is being cleaned. The plan is for classes to resume on April 2nd. Carbon monoxide is odorless and tasteless, but can be detected by a working carbon monoxide detector. Early voting for next month's election kicks off on Tuesday across Wisconsin. The biggest ticket on the ballot is the presidential primary election. Also on the ballot are two amendments to the state constitution. One would make it illegal to use private grant money to help run elections. The other would specify that only election officials can administer elections. Also on the ballot are a bevy of local races across the state. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing taking place during the overnight. Mid-20s by sunrise, gusty southwest winds. Now that breeze will go around to the northwest on Tuesday. Mostly sunny skies, lower 50s. A cooler day heading our way on Wednesday. Right now it's 31.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozier stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and your overall wellness. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM for 35% off. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls. Devon in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Devon, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Well, actually quite a bit. So I was hoping to talk to Representative Jayapal because one of the things that doesn't really get counted into the equation here with this munitions production is how it impacts children here at home. So I know that we leave munitions all over the planet, and that's a very bad thing to do, but we also leave chromium and barium and aluminum and lead. And, you know, this munitions production is not without a cost to right. children. Here in America. The other thing is you seem to be dissing Rachel Bitkofer. And
say what? I love Rachel Bitkofer.
Were you dissing?
Bitkofer.
Oh, okay, good.
She's a regular guest on our program. She's coming here to Portland in a couple of weeks, and I'm introducing her at Powell's. We're gonna both speak. I'm a huge fan of Rachel. I don't know what made you think I was dissing her. What did I say something? Did I misspeak?
Well, you said that she had, the impression that I got was that you were saying she had too harsh of a stance towards how we should respond.
Oh, no, not too harsh. No, she's saying it's time to take names and kick ass. I completely agree with her.
Exactly.
I hope that's what I said. That's certainly what I meant.
You certainly have now clarified that if it wasn't clear before to someone other than me. So thanks. Great to have you back, Tom. And, we really have to take this thing by the horns because if we don't get Trump off the rails, I mean, even when we do, like you said earlier, he's going to say he won no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
So we just got to brace ourselves
yep.
for some pretty heavy duty times.
Yeah.
Most important thing is to talk to people who are still thinking and, you know, point out why it is that he shouldn't be there, like Project 2025, like saying he wants to indemnify the police nationwide. He says right. that at his rally.
Right. So they can abuse people of color and Democrats and anybody else. You know. Yeah. I mean, it's what Hitler did with the SS. They were completely unaccountable.
Right. Exactly. And why has no major news outlet... I mean, there's so much to be picked up on, but that alone is proof that he's planning to be a dictator.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, I think we need to put it in their face a lot more.
Well, also, Devon, it's not just Trump. Those kinds of things are in this Project 2025 thing that has raised $75 million, if my memory serves me right, that has more than 70 groups, maybe it was $40 million in 70 groups, working on it. It's got all this white nationalist stuff in it. It's calling for a repeal of you know, a nationwide abortion ban. I mean, you know, quack, quack, quack. It just goes on and on and on. Basically, you know, gutting Social Security, fully privatizing Medicare. This is not unique to Trump. Trump is the is the violent one. He's the leader using this kind of rhetoric. But, you know, even ending the civil service and going back to the spoils system, you know, their Schedule F thing, that's in Project 2025, too. And all the Republicans have signed on to this. So it's very, very dangerous.
I want to believe that there are people out there who are contemplating maybe voting for him who don't understand the implications of Project 2025. Yeah. Ms. Magazine just did a great covered Project 2025 in terms of what it would do to women. It's multifaceted death to civil rights and the American way of life is what it is. And when I talk to some people, dare I say, in my family, who've never heard of Project 2025 and plan to vote for the moron, it scares me. So we need to get the word out about what 2025 is all about and wake up the people who can still be, you know, brought back to reality.
I'm with you. Devon, thank you very much. Spot on. Charlie in St. Louis. Hey, Charlie, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Earlier, you had a caller on who identified himself as an independent, and he used the phrase that the Democrats just roll over all over the place. And I just wanted to do a little pushback on that because
Go for it.
And you mentioned Gavin Newsom, but has he ever seen Elizabeth Warren or AOC or
Sheldon
Jamie
Whitehouse.
Raskin?
Yeah.
Sheldon Whitehouse, Jerry Nadler in action.
You're right.
Adam Schiff, Tammy Duckworth, your earlier guest, Representative Jayapal.
Yep.
Ro Khanna. They're kicking ass.
Yep.
Yeah. Ro Khanna.
Mark Pocan.
What I wanted to talk about was and I know this has been explored a lot, but the more inaction on the part of our Attorney General,
Merrick Garland,
it plays right into the narrative that see nothing's happening to him because he's not guilty.
Right.
It's just, and that to me is really scary. And when you look at the stats of what people believe and how they're getting their news, and you know, you mentioned the algorithms and
well, look at this.
The
Southern District of New York just dumped all these documents in the Trump case, you know, in the Alvin Bragg case that were asked for a year ago, and they did it. It looks to me like they did it to provoke a delay in the trial. And I'm wondering, you know, are the right wingers in the Southern District of New York trying to rig that trial?
It's like throwing sand in the gears there because he is winning on delay.
Yep, absolutely. And Trump has been doing that his whole life.
I just wonder if anybody has the ear of Biden to do something about Garland. I know.
I would be astonished if Garland's the AG after Biden is reelected. You know, assuming he gets reelected, I would be astonished because he has dropped the ball so badly on so many things. Charlie, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901, 800-421-9901, 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.